Tuesday. V-43. Private jet, Havana, Cuba. Where's Emma? Dan asked, waking in his usual seat inside Timo Fiori's plane after a far longer sleep than he realized. He glanced at his phone and gasped. And how the hell did it get so late? The woman in front of Dan, wearing a government-issued security pass which identified her as an ACN technician by the name of Alice Haynes, didn't look overly concerned, but did seem to have something on her mind. How much do you remember about last night? She replied with a question of her own. Dan thought in silence for a few seconds, then uneasily shifted his weight. Nothing. Alice nodded. Figures. You've been sound asleep for 17 hours, Dan. Emma told everyone you were just mentally exhausted and that all you needed was a good sleep and you'd be good as gold. She didn't want to wake you until you absolutely had to get up, and she didn't want to leave you until she absolutely had to head out to meet some people and make sure everything is in order. You should probably call her, though. Did she ask you to stay here to make sure I was okay? Dan asked, this question rising above many others in his mind to escape his lips first. One of us had to, Alice said, not sounding overly resentful at having been chosen for the task. Kyle stayed at first when I was setting some things up for a broadcast at the airport's entrance. Big crowd. But then we swapped places so he could do his thing. I don't know how much you remember from yesterday afternoon, but there was a lot of negotiation with the Cubans about how big our crew could be, so we're thin on the ground. Dan's eyes widened in shock. Cubans? We're in Cuba? Dan, Alice said, overt concern now very much filling her expression. What's the last thing you do, remember? He answered without hesitation, falling asleep just after we took off. Just after you took off from Denver, obviously. And we were supposed to be landing in Buenos Aires, not Cuba. I need to see Godfrey and Slater about something. Alice gulped. You met them yesterday and set up this trip. It's Tuesday, Dan. Dan glanced again at his phone, this time taking notice of the date rather than the time. To his amazement, it really was Tuesday. He closed his eyes tightly for a brief moment to empty his mind. Instead of ruminating on the fact that he had somehow lost a whole day, the time for thinking about that would come when Emma, rather than Alice, was in front of him. He tried to focus on getting out of this situation. He reached into an almost empty well of energy and forced the loudest laugh he could. Aw, man, Alice, you should have seen your face. Alice looked confused for a second before breaking into a roaring laugh of her own. God damn it, you got me. If you can keep your cards that close to your chest when you're interviewing Cole, this is going to go great. I'm gonna check Kyle is doing okay, but be as quick as you can. Yeah. Dan said, very glad that Alice was already facing the plane's exit when he said this, as it meant she didn't see his face reacting to the latest shock of an apparently imminent interview with John Cole. He typed a succinct message on his phone and sent it to Emma without delay. Can you come back to the plane? I really need you. Right now.